Well, will you look at this? For the first time since 2014, the U.S. birth rate has climbed 1%. Mm-hmm. People are having more babies. I've been really trying, baby. Oh, yeah. Trying to hold back the feelings for so long. So how you doing? How's everything going? People are having more. This is good news. This is very good news. And I am being the nerd that I am. I like to watch videos on demography. It is crucial that, you know, the birth rate stay at 2%. That's where its replacement value is. In many countries, especially China, China's got some big, huge problems now. Because there was a thing they did years ago. You might have heard about it in school. It was called the one-child policy.
Yes.
Yep.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And now they don't have enough young people. And everybody's getting, it's aging so quickly that it's going to cease to exist at some point. It's really amazing how demography plays in part. Anyway, the point of this is Elon Musk was taking the task for starting to criticize countries because their birth rates are crumbling or something like that. Carrie, you have the story
there,
right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're on the fence about having kids, Elon Musk says you should. So, you know, go for it. He says that civilizations are going to crumble if people don't start having babies right now.
He's right. Mm-hmm. And people are criticizing him, but he's 100% true.
Really, with all the people in the world, you think that suddenly we're going to have some sort of civilization crisis in any near future?
Not in every country, but in certain countries like China, Japan, Russia.
There's a bazillion people in those countries.
No, they're all old. They're all old. What happened was, you know, in the old days, people used to live on the farm and they had like seven kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then as technology and progress increased, everybody would move to the cities. Well, when you live in the city, you don't need seven kids. So the birth rate kept falling. Now, luckily for us, the millennials are having kids.
Mm-hmm. Elon Musk is having enough to repopulate the earth himself.
I had no idea.
Between him and Nick Cannon. We're yeah. sold.
And
we're
Murphy.
Good.
And Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
About his 10 kids.
Yes.
No, Elon Musk has 6 kids. I had no idea.
I didn't
I
know
he just had the baby with Grimes and that was it, you know?
Yeah.
But 6 children. And so he says he's trying to do his part. But he was really serious. This was not a tongue-in-cheek anything. He said he was telling an event at the Wall Street Journal Monday that there are not enough people in the world. And climate change is leading to infertility problems, etc. So he said people have to get serious about bringing babies into the world to help preserve civilization.
And especially here in the United States, you know, 1% is good, but we need a 2% cap, and people aren't having kids. And so what they're trying to do, let me find it here, because I've dug into this a little bit further. They're trying to get the millennials to have more babies, and they're coming out with a PSA. Mm. I'm going to play this for you here.
Oh, man, I'm so nervous.
Why?
I don't know.
This is, they've taken a really popular song from the early 90s. It was called Baby Got Back. You remember this?
Yeah.
And they've turned it into a public service announcement to make people have more kids.
Let's have more kids, let the birth rate rise. It's time to hear those baby cries. Every human being, something has to be replaced to maintain the human race having fun. Up in the bedroom, now we're having a baby boom. Cause we stayed at home from COVID. Our population's growing. So babies, it's time to join your families. The birth rate's not going down, cause we're making babies now. Babies are back.
Yes.
Kim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning on Classic Hits 101.7.